wrapped in the broadcasting sandwich.
Ew!
On Grand Junction 101.1 and Fume Sports Network.
7:45, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Who's the Broncos player you think should be in the Ring of Fame that's not in? Among Trevor Price and the late Lyle Alzado and Jake Plummer and Al Wilson and McCaffrey. Or if there's somebody else you think should be in that isn't in. Also, your favorite JUCO player team when you've watched the Junior College World Series. You can text or call us. 970-242-1340. Joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, his ball club will be playing this Saturday in the Junior College World Series at Sam Saplesio Field. Navarro, Texas coach Matt Pajinski joins us. Matt, we appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Just got on the bus and just departing Corsicana right now, headed for Grand Junction.
First time since 2013 for Navarro to come to play in the Junior College World Series. And see, the last time, Wodell was the head coach, and you replaced him, and you also had, Navarro had Rally the Turtle. Will you be bringing some other kind of mascot this time around, since I believe Rally got retired right to a pond at the elementary school, if memory serves me correctly?
That is correct. Rally got retired to the elementary school. We don't have any official team mascot this year.
Not bringing up any birds, turtles, anything like that. Just bringing your ball club, the Bulldogs, to Grand Junction as the Southern District champions. And congratulations on winning the Southern District. You defeated Blinn to clinch it 14-7. But you guys really had to battle a lot of bad weather during that tournament.
We did. We had to start the tournament a day late. And, you know, that's been kind of the storyline all year. It seemed like 9 out of the 10 conference series that we played were affected by weather at some point, whether pushing it back a day or two or whatever we needed to do to get the games in. So it was kind of, status quo for us. And, you know, really, you know, the guys have done a great job handling the things that they can control all year long.
Matt Pajinski, the coach of Navarro, Texas, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team. And, boy, your offense was really productive, even though you had to deal with the bad weather and the delays of the tournament. 43 runs on 49 hits. You played just 31 innings, so you made a lot of hay while the sun was out with what you did with your bats.
Our guys did a great job of you know, trusting in our plan and in the process. It wasn't just one or two guys. It was 1 through 9 in that regional tournament that stepped up and had a lot of quality at-bats for us. That was the difference. We were just really relentless offensively, and then we got great starting pitching as well.
Matt Pajinski, the coach of Navarro, Texas, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team. Keeping it on the offensive side, Matt, Stacey Bailey's had a really good year for you. Leads your team in home runs and RBIs, 64 ribbies, 9 home runs. Tell us more about Stacey Bailey.
He's a kid that's from, about 10 miles down the road from outside of Corsicana, and played 2A baseball, and he's just done a great job of making the adjustments he needed to, Division I, junior college baseball, and tip of the cap to him. He's worked extremely hard all year and making himself a better player, and that's kudos to him, and that hard work has definitely paid off.
Navarro Bulldogs head coach Matt Pajinski joining us on the Jim Davis Show. A couple guys that help out his total RBI-wise, get on base, your table setters, guys like Cash Ruggeley and Kyle Landers, both of them close to .500 on base percentage. Talk about kind of the table setters for your guys that really kind of jumpstart your offense.
Those guys have done it, kind of set the table, for Stacey to be able to drive runs in. And, it's kind of a pass-the-bat mentality, not just one guy has to do it. It's just, keep passing the bat and have quality at bats. And if we do that, guys are going to have an opportunity to drive in runs. And, Stacey is definitely taking advantage of those opportunities.
Matt, let's talk about your pitching, because I think if there's a strength of your baseball team, probably your pitching. 3.95 ERA. Carson Rollins has given you a great year, second on the team in innings pitched. He's 9-0. Austin Faith is 7-4 on the season. Looks like you got some pretty good pitching depth.
We do. I like our starting pitching, and the back end of our bullpen, the guys that we've have really done a good job of settling in roles with Colin Storms and Tanner Riley and Pepper Jones. And, you know, with the three guys, Carson, Rollins, and Austin Faith, and Ryan Johnston, those guys have been, and Corbin Hall is really lately here, you know, pitched a lot of quality innings for us. But, you know, it's a deep staff, and we knew that going in, and guys have just stepped up and assumed their roles and really done a good job.
Matt Pajinski, the coach of Navarro, Texas, with us today on the team, and you face the two-time defending champion Chipola Indians out of Mariana, Florida. That's your first task. Hey, welcome back to Grand Junction. It's been 2013. You get the defending national champions. Matt, open up the Junico World Series.
It's a great challenge. Coach Johnson does a great job with his club, and you know they're a perennial powerhouse. And but you know, I like the matchup. I like our club, and if we go in there and you know, do the things that we need to do, we'll be just fine. It's not really about who we play. It's more about us, you know, playing the game the right way and you know, keep doing the things that we've been doing, and we'll be just fine. But I really respect Coach Johnson and their program, and you know, they've done an outstanding job building their program.
Matt Pajinski, the coach of Navarro, Texas, joining us today on the program on the Jim Davis Show on the team. Now for you, Matt, your first trip to Grand Junction, were you on the staff previously? I guess just give us your level of experience.
I was on staff in 2011 and 2013 when we made the trips as an assistant coach to Wodill, and this is my first trip as a head coach, obviously. But you know, it's a great experience. We look forward to just a great atmosphere and the fans and the wonderful support that you get you know, when you come to JUCO, and just going to be an exciting opportunity for our players.
How helpful was it to be on that staff? And you have a lay of the land. You have at least some experience as an assistant coach coming here. How important is that to know how to handle all the media stuff that goes on, the fans, all the things that are not necessarily between the lines, all the things that are outside the lines that can affect a ball club?
Well, it's a tremendous help, you know, not only, you know, with the preparations and, you know, the practice times, all the other variables that go in. Also, I have Brett Doe on my staff who played on our 2011 national championship team. And so, you know, he's been there for the guys, you know, as a player. And so that definitely helps us in terms of, you know, trying to, you know, talk to our guys about what to expect. And so hopefully we've prepared them the right way, and we'll go out there and be successful.